Wake up call.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it. Let them feel it. And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down.
I think it's very important for me to tell you that first things first, I'm the realest. Let's just make sure that's the case. Hey, my friends at Trail, I want to get over and see the guys over there pretty soon. I need to go to Will Huss's house and see his brand new garage. That'd be really cool. But hey, they're geared up for the fall.
Does he got a brand new shotgun yet?
Talking a little trash, I see. Is that how it's going to do?
I'm just curious.
You have a little trash talking? Huh?
Just curious.
Yeah. It's different at Trail. It's about meeting so many different kinds of needs. Some of you out there are totally budget-oriented, and I get it. I'd say most. A lot of you out there are totally deadline-oriented, and I get that. And if that is the case, some of you are on boards. If that's the case and you got to report back or whatever, then a Trail's perfect for you. A friend of mine was at a church. They're rebuilding because of a lot of other things out there. Will Huss says, bring it, by the way. Because a lot of you out there on board, something like that. And I told you about this friend of mine. He was on a building committee at church. And those are stress, man. And they were $1 million over budget. Trail brought them back on. I'm not telling you they're going to save you $1 million on your building. I'm not going to do that. They did in this case. Okay, you can't do it all the time there. But in this case, I do know this, that your building will be done on time. It will be on budget. There won't be any adversary relationships. You'll have this great relationship with them when they're done. And if you build a second time, then there's a great chance you'll do it with Trail. Third time Trail. The stat that, now this fluctuates, and I want to be careful about everything I say about them, but between 83, 84, 85% of their business is repeat clients. Now, what if every business could say that? What if you know what? Your business you're running. Can you say that about yours? Probably not. That ought to tell you the best thing about it. The people who build, and who build more than once, go back. And I told you this. A great friend of mine who's built a ton of stuff said, I'll never use anybody else. But I messed up. Use somebody else. Won't use anybody else again. I love it. TREHEL.com. And he says, bring it. William from Georgia and Toby from Anderson. Hang on. I'm coming to you. To answer the gentleman's call right beforehand from Charleston, Clemson's not going to have a top five class in this class. A couple things are happening. Number one is the state of South Carolina is not very good. And we don't have a great base here. They're going to finish in the top 10, I would say. And that's not terribly bad. The 2020 class looks like a much better class from Clemson, just by geography-wise. But they're not going to finish in the top five this year. I mean, top five is going to be Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas. You know that's going to go. As great as things were last year, with 6 5-stars, they only finished 8th. As great as things were in 2017, coming off a national championship season, according to Rivals.com, as great as that class was, Clemson was ranked, when that recruiting class was 20, well, that was a small class, but that class was 22nd. Top five classes, again, I can tell you who they're going to be. They're going to be Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Texas. So, but this class will be top 10, which I think is really, really, really good. The reason that he said you can't have that many 3-stars, well, when you're going to sign 30 players, you can't have that many 3-stars. It's just not a very good local area here. And that's why right now you look at it and they're having to go to Michigan and having to go to Missouri and go to California and you got 2 from Alabama and you got to go to Maryland and you got to go to Pennsylvania and Connecticut, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Brandon, Florida. You got to go all over the country to fill in spots in there. They like who they have. We proved it on Friday's show. We talked about over or developing players, how they're better than the recruiting rankings are normally. But Clemson's not going to have top five classes every year. It's not top 10 class. Top 10, yeah. I think this class will finish in the top 10. The 2020 class looks like a much better in-state class. It looks like Clemson's got much better ties. I mean, think about it. You go out, and one time this Reuben kid from Kansas City, this is his first time being here this weekend. He was going to Ohio State, and Clemson turned him in one weekend. And he's a 3-star, so that's not doesn't look great, but Ohio State wanted him. And They like that.
The question you're going to get, of course, is, well, Alabama can have top five classes every year. Why can't Clemson?
Well, Alabama is the best football program in the country.
Well, why can't Clemson?
Because, no, Alabama's number one every single year. Alabama's got Nick Saban, and they go out and they just handpick guys. Clemson's getting there.
You got Dabo Stinkin' Sweeney over there on campus. You got one of the best facilities in the country, hands down. One of the best programs in the country right
now. They are. And that's why they're a top 10 class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're continue to be top 10 class. I will tell you this. Alabama doesn't have any five stars in this class. They got a ton of four stars. But they don't have any five stars in this class.
I think it's reasonable. I think it is reasonable to expect this program to be a top five recruiting program.
I don't care if they're a top five recruiting program as long as they're a top five program. I think that what Dabo Swinney does, I think they evaluate. I think that they limit mistakes. They don't take guys, for the most part, I think they make fewer mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Sure.
I think they take fewer turds, to put it very bluntly. I think character means an awful lot to them. I had a conversation with a guy on Saturday who knows the coaching staff really well. And the coaching staff says, you know, one of the great things about it, our great players are our leaders of our locker room too. So I think the way they evaluate, and I was told this one day last week, that Thad Turnipseed told a buddy of mine, if you knew who we turned down, you'd be ticked. But we turn them down for a reason. So I don't think that, I think that the way they evaluate and what they're looking for, obviously it's working. And it doesn't have to be top five. It is about the character development, player development, and they're getting good players. Look, I mean, let's be clear about this. It's not like Wilkins, Trevor Lawrence, Dexter Lawrence, Mitch Hyatt, T. Higgins. I mean, these are really, really, really good football players.
Of course.
In many cases, the best in the country. But at the same time, they do a good job of projecting and good job of character development and that kind of stuff. So it's just a different philosophy the way they take it. It's a whole different deal the way they go about it.
Son, I knew you weren't a Division I player when I took you. That's my fault.
Bill Wilhelm. So I don't do that. QCT says nobody cheats like Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State. Just the facts, too. Yeah, it's getting bad out there in many, many, many ways. So I don't need top five recruiting classes. I need top five on the field. And it's not going to happen every single year anyway.
Hey, it ought to.
I'll tell you this. They're going to be 22 or 23 from this past weekend. That's amazing.
They're going to be what?
22 out of 23. This class, from the guys they had this weekend, they're going to go at least 22 out of 23. Might go 23 for 23.
Yeah, bad in 1,000.
But to answer the young man's question down in Charleston, it's not going to be a top 10 class. It's not going to be a top 5 class. It will be top 10. And you're never going to – I don't think Clemson will ever out-recruit Alabama, consistently Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Michigan, Southern Cal. That's not their deal.
We have a quick question from Kurt on Twitter. It says, at McPlyer, Mr. 24, do we need another running back? Who are the guys either on the roster or in this class who would take over after ETN or Feaster?
Well, first of all, ETN is just a true sophomore. And so the 2020 class will be big with that. They got Ches Malusi, a four-star out of Naples, Florida, right now coming in. They like Lynn J. Dixon coming in this week, next week, or this week, actually. Or, you know, first week of practice this week. But I think the long term, and remember, Feaster's just a junior this year. And I think he's the only one you'll lose is Choice. I do think they need one more running back, but I don't know who it is. And I don't think there's a great natural fit on the board running back right now for Clemson. I don't think there is a character guy and a guy that fits in what they want to do right now. And I think that 2020 class there might be several more of those guys in that category. Hope that makes sense. We had a texture, and Toby, hang on, I'm coming straight to you, but we had a texture say, you don't want to do like Jack Leggett at North State of South Carolina. Well, the state has stunk. And I think saying you got to recruit the state of South Carolina is, I think we say that out of lip service. They're always going to do it. And by the way, in this class, they're going to sign several players from the state of South Carolina, but the state stinks. But let me ask you this. Do touchdowns count more for in-state or out-of-state? Is that cool, Mr. 24?
I think the count is the same.
You could have signed a bunch of quarterbacks from South Carolina. Aren't you glad you signed Trevor Lawrence instead?
I am, yes.
Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Would you rather have a South Carolina running back or Travis Etienne? Because Fisher's from South Carolina. Which one's better? But Higgins and Ross and Amari Rodgers and all those guys, I mean, those good players. Mitch Hyatt, Ankrum, Pollard, Fosnelli. These are out-of-state players. Farrell's out-of-state. Bryant, Dexter Lawrence, Christian Wilkins, Isaiah Simmons, Trey Lamar, A.J. Terrell, Travion Mullen. These are out-of-state players, man. And they're just better players. I want the best player. I don't care where they're from. So you got to go to Folsom, California to get a wide receiver, go get him. I want the best player. Toby's in Anderson. Toby, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. How you doing, bud?
Couldn't be better. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, man, I did. I hope you did, too. I'm glad you're a realist and not in the murder business. That's for sure.
That's very true. I am. First things first. Let's get that clear.
Hey, quick thing on this on the recruiting weekend. Is this more or less of a depth-building class?
Yes.
Rather than a class of needs?
Yes. And when you look at it, it's going to be a big class. It's going to be a class. You had to have defensive linemen, and they've got four right now, and they're going to get at least five and maybe six of those. If you look at it linebacker-wise, your numbers are going to be, you're going to lose Joseph. You might lose Lamar. You lose the Davis twins this year. And so you had to have that. You got four of those. The biggest thing is back there in the secondary, where right now you got you're going to have four. And when it's all said and done, you have six defensive backs when Booth and Phillips commit. So just on defense alone, there's 14. Let me see if that's right. Six and four is 10. You have 14 players right now on defense alone. And the next big step between the fall, the big story will be offensive line in the fall of just finding offensive linemen out there. But you needed three receivers. You got three. You needed two tight ends depth-wise. Got to have a quarterback to fit you between now and getting DJ Uiagalelei and those guys. Yeah. You gotta get those guys. That's what this class is going to accomplish. The other thing this class accomplished, and I know this is very, very important to them, is character, because that was a major concern with this class for some reason, and I think it might be a big concern moving forward if they're not going to take guys that are they know up front are going to have issues coming in here.
Right, right. Outside looking in, to me, I think one of the big issues that we need to address to be, like you said a few minutes ago, would be the secondary. I think we're kind of thin there with A.J. Terrell and Travion Mullen possibly turning pro, you know, after next year. I believe we need to get more secondary help. Yep.
That's why they've got six. When it's all said and done, they're going to sign six in this class. They got four committed. They'll get the fifth one committed today, and they'll get the sixth one committed on August 15th or 16th. They have six of those guys. So it'll be the biggest defensive class they've signed here in years and years and years.
Yeah, I'm like you, though, man. Top 10, top five recruiting classes, that's great. But as long as we top four and in the playoffs,
that's right,
every year. I know it's not going to happen every year, but if we in that territory every year, that I'm happy, man, because we could easily go back to the early to mid 1990s if that's what everybody wants. But I'd rather be in the playoff every year or sniffing it.
Remember the 90s where if you got two four stars, you're going crazy, like we got a four star, going crazy.
I know that's right, brother. Hey, man, I appreciate you letting me get on, man. I hope y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Toby. Very kind of you. And they will move up. I think I'm right with that. They'll move up to fourth ahead of Oregon after today with Booth's commitment. You know, Zach, are you excited about Andrew Booth committing to the Tigers today at 12 noon?
I'm not excited because it's not official yet.
But when it becomes official at 12 noon?
Then, yeah, I'd be excited.
Number 38, potential five-star. One group has him as a five-star.
Who has him as a five-star?
I think 247 has him. I'll look that up for you.
We're a rivals show here.
I like Rivals. I like Paul Strelow, and I think Rivals been doing it longer. But look, I think 247 does a good job. I think ESPN does a good job. All those guys do a good job.
I'm a Rivals guy. I like Paul Strelow when it suits me.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for the potential signing of Andrew Booth, or commitment of Andrew Booth.
He's not a five-star. Normally, you got to have a five-star.
Who was the one holdout of the 23? What was the name?
Clay Webb. Five-star from Oxford, Alabama Center.
Got it.
The one holdout. Michael's in Fountain Inn. Michael, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Mickey, how you doing?
Man, we couldn't be better.
You're talking about not being able to recruit with the Alabamas and Ohio States. Mm-hmm. I mean, for one and two spots. I agree with you. A friend of mine goes to a lot of the practices. He talked to the guy, Tad Turnipseed.
Right.
He also said, you'd be surprised at the 5 and 4 stars we turned down.
Yeah.
Just because of character.
Right. They're not going to bring guys they know up front that might be an issue. You don't, you know, shame on you if you do that.
Yeah, he said, Dabo won't take them.
No.
So, you know, I trust Dabo with what he's doing.
Oh, there's no doubt. Hey, look, if you don't trust him now, when do you trust him? I mean, the guy has him in the top two in the country again, and playoffs, and ACC championships, and winning games at a higher rate than any time ever. If you don't trust him now, I don't know when you can trust him.
That's right. I mean, hey, he's good at getting these 3 stars, and they, like Dodd was a 2-star, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Worked out pretty good for him.
That's right.
No doubt.
But y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the phone call. Booth is a 5-star by 247. Everybody has their favorites. Let me be clear about this. I think that all those, not all the services, I think Rivals, 247, ESPN, I think they all do a really good job. It is subjective. It's like saying, what's better, Mickey's Chicken Wings or Hooters Chicken Wings? I put mine up against anybody.
Against Hooters, huh?
But anybody. Who's the best wings? Bring it, is what I'm telling you.
You're just going for it, huh?
Bring it.
Is there anything more overrated than Hooters chicken wings?
I hadn't been, I don't know.
You never been to a Hooters before?
No.
Really?
Of course I have.
No.
I can't eat chicken wings.
Good morning, Meredith. Hope you're enjoying your new job.
Yep. Let me get William in Georgia. Been hanging on forever. William, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. How are you, bud?
Couldn't be better. Hope you had a good weekend.
I had a good weekend, man. I agree with you on the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. That was a joke.
Yeah.
And as far as T.O. goes, I mean, he's an idiot anyway. Anybody to get even invited to the Hall of Fame dinner or the inductee ceremony, that usually means you're going to get in, correct? And don't even show up.
Yeah.
The arrogance of that just baffles me.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting to your recruiting class, I think the only difference between Clemson and Georgia's recruiting class this year Georgia was, that was my GPS, I'm sorry. Georgia was on a have to. You guys are rebuilding. You know, not rebuilding, but building depth. We were on a have to, dude. We had to have players now. You understand what I'm saying? And that worked out good. But, you know, I'm just saying, you guys got a hell of a recruiting class, too. So, I mean, we're going to have some good football coming up.
I think that Clemson and Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State and Texas and a couple more. I think it's going to be – those will dominate college football for the next foreseeable future, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years.
Absolutely. Well, y'all have a good day, brother, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call. Got a bunch more recruiting questions coming up. My friends over at Katichi want you to look. I looked the other day. I need to find out the availability of by game now, but they're filling up for game day weekends. Georgia fans and Clemson fans, we just talked about it. They've got the awesome cottages. They got the lake house. They can sleep up to 16. You want to come in, get great food, play great golf. They're going to give you a ride to the game in their Sprinter vans. So you don't have to worry about the drinking and driving or anything like that. They'll take care of you, man. But it's an awesome golf course, awesome food, awesome weekend. So look at the schedule. Look on, give those folks a call today. Bring the wife down for the weekend. Bring the fellas down for a golf weekend as well. Play on Friday. Go to the game on Saturday. Play golf on Sunday. Great food all in between. You're going to love it. It's our great friends over at Katichi. It's a short drive to Hartwell, Georgia, basically right between Clemson and Athens. So a short drive to each. If you're a Bulldog fan, if you're a Tiger fan, and you want a really special weekend, I don't know, a little anniversary weekend sneak away, get a little football sneaking away in there for anniversary weekend in the fall, that's really cool. On a boys' weekend, think about that. Think about this. Look at the luxurious accommodations they have, too. Really cool deal. So friends at Katichi, find out, do it now at katichi.com, KatecheE.com. Those are going fast, so go ahead and take care of that today. We take a short break, come back. Phone lines, text, tweets, a lot on a Reaction Monday. More after this.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in today and get 2 made-from-scratch country ham biscuits for just $3. Breakfast is so good, they serve it all day. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
July is National Ice Cream Month, when we celebrate the frozen deliciousness of our favorite ice cream. Nothing celebrates National Ice Cream Month like Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, available in four distinctly Southern flavors. To find out more, go to clemsonsbest.com.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Stop what you're doing. Because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny. But yo, I'm in funny. Welcome back. Do I have to tell the folks about a very nice sponsor here right now in this segment?
Yeah.
I didn't hear who you told me to tell the folks
about. We're going
to
tell the folks out there about Harbin Lumber.
Remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. We used Harbin Lumber. I love that idea. I think that's awesome. Because they every delivery was in full, on time, every single time. They were awesome to us. Our interior doors look great. Got them at a great deal. Insulation we got back, all you know, hardware around the house. We did a lot of the hardware stuff, everything from those folks. They were awesome. And I'm just going to tell you, some folks out there, maybe you're doing your remodeling, maybe you're doing some adding on, maybe you're building your own house and you're kind of subbing stuff out and you got all kinds of issues. Don't let this be an issue. If you're an already upstate rebuilder or remodeler or handyman or builder out there, don't use anybody else but Harbin Lumber. These are people you just want to be associated with. I'm just telling you, I've done it. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. I have a couple phone calls. Hang on quickly. Texter says, did the deal with Georgia and Clemson get signed yet? They've not announced it yet. That will be announced, I think, before football season. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Texter Dylan wants to know what three stars in the last 5 years have turned into stars. I'll get that to you, Dylan. Let me get Snaphook and Delvin up first, and I'll get that to you. Good morning, Snaphook. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, Mickey. Been just now getting back to work. Been fripping it all last week.
Oh,
goodness.
I saw some of the pictures. It looked like a rough life, buddy.
Man, I'm telling you what. I don't know if you've ever been there, but there's three golf courses on that island.
Yeah.
And there's one called Ocean Creek. I carved that up like a Thanksgiving turkey, baby. It was brutal.
Brutal. I thought it was the other way around. I thought that you carved it up
brutal
like
on the golf course.
I thought you meant like you broke the course record or something.
No, it wasn't that much of a carving, but there was some cold cuts left over.
Oh, good, man. I like hearing it. Yeah.
It was fun, man. It was fun.
Yeah.
Is there a better athlete in golf than Dustin Johnson?
I think he's a really, really good athlete. I think that Koepka maybe is a good an athlete. I think that I don't know. I don't think none of these guys are like world class athletes or anything. I know Dustin. I've shot basketball with Dustin when he was a kid. No, I don't think he's a good athlete. He's just a big, strong, powerful guy. So good, really good athlete.
It hurts my lower back to watch him coil up like that.
That's tough, no doubt. No doubt about it.
There's one stat, Mickey, when you talk about recruiting, there's one thing that I need to know. How many 4- and 5-star recruits have we turned away in the past 5 years?
I don't know that stat. And when you say turn away, like were they ready to commit and didn't commit as a result, or were they interested and we said we stopped recruiting them? And that number changes. But I do know, I've been told by multiple people now that, look, that there are guys out there either wanting handouts or guys out there that are, that their high school coaches will tell you, or a guidance counselors or teachers will tell you that you don't want to get involved in this, or they make the decision itself. I know this. They have people that work in the football office that monitor these kids' social media sites, and they monitor, you know, through their coaches and through their hometowns, and they know all these high school coaches. You know, what do you think about them? And they're not going to take guys that there's a big question mark coming in. So it's not going to happen.
So one of the biggest swaying decision factors is character.
Yes. I mean, they're not going to take a tomato can, but if given a choice between a 4-star who they have a pretty good idea that is not a great kid and a 3-star who they think is a great kid with higher, they're going to take the 3-star kid, they're going to take a higher rated kid. If it's close. And I don't know. Right now, I think Clemson's got a couple of kids over there they probably wouldn't take a second time. But of the 85 on scholarship over there right now, I imagine 81, 82, 83, 84 of them they take again. Now, how many people can say that? How many companies can say that 95, 98, 99% of the people that we have hired right now that work for us, we would hire again?
Not mine.
Right.
I can tell you that.
Right.
Not the one I work for.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
Take it easy, bro.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the phone call. Delvin, hang on. Dylan want to know the 3 stars that turned out for Clemson. I would say Wayne Gallman turned out, wouldn't you? All-time single-season leading rusher.
I would say
Jordan Leggett caught more balls than any tight end in Clemson history. I would say Maverick Morris turned out. T.J. Green turned out as a 3-star. T.J. Green is a 2-star, actually. Humphreys is a 2-star. I'd say Breshad Breeland. I'd say Vic Beasley, he was 3-star. Grady Jarrett, those are NFL guys that were turned out as 3-stars. Deshaun Williams, NFL, 3-star. Kevin Dodd, NFL, 3-star. DJ Reader, NFL, 3-star. Jay Guillermo, he turned out, he's a 3-star. I mean, there's a ton of guys who are 3-stars that just turned out. Falsinelli was a 3-star. He turned out. Kendall Joseph was a 3-star, I think, for sure. I mean, you can say Kendall Joseph has turned out. So they've done a really, really good job of those guys. In his last The guy's currently on scholarship. Let me get the three stars, two stars, three stars for you. Tanner Muse, I think, has turned out. Gage Cervinka is going to turn out to the three star. If I could sort him a different way. I think Denzel Johnson turned out. But anyway, there's a bunch of NFL guys. Ron Carter's a two-star. But there's a bunch of guys that are NFL that have turned out as two-stars. They're getting better at their star rankings, though. So to answer your question, Breeland, Beasley, Jarrett, Deshaun Williams, Kevin Dodd, Tankersley, DJ Reader, Jordan Leggett, Wayne Gallman, those were three-star players. Turned out. Delvin's in Fountain Inn, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed.
About the Hall of Fame, are y'all bashing the players that gave it, or just the whole Hall of Fame like situation they had yesterday?
Here's what I'm bashing. I think Chipper Jones is a Hall of Famer. Everything about Chipper Jones is one of the greatest switch hitters in all of baseball, Hall of Fame. Vlad Guerrero, 318 hitter, great arm, home run guy as well, a great athlete. Was one of the best players of his position for years and years, no doubt about it. Trevor Hoffman is a great closer, one of the greatest closers ever. I would eventually probably vote for Trevor Hoffman. With that said, Hoffman is a closer. I think it's an overrated position, but yeah, I think he's a Hall of Famer. But Jones and Guerrero are for sure. Jack Morris, it was a 3.90 ERA. And then Alan Trammell, who was a Punch and Judy shortstop that hit 285 or something. Alan Trammell's not a Hall of Famer. And we're cheapening the Hall of Fame by letting – you don't have five and six guys in the Hall of Fame. Five or six guys don't retire every year that are Hall of Famers. No one watched Alan Trammell play and go, well, that guy's a for sure Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer. He doesn't belong in the same hall as the greats. And Jim Thome played 21 years. 16 of the 21 years he didn't make the All-Star team. How can you be one of the best in your position in your career where – three-fourths of the time, you didn't even make the All-Star game. There's three players at your position. You didn't even make that. There's six players in your position. That's in one league. For first baseman and DHs out there, you got six first basemen playing the game every year. 16 of the 21 years, you didn't even make the All-Star team. And you're in the Hall of Fame? Because you hit some home runs. You'd stayed around for a long time. You rewarded him how long he played. That's crazy. Jim told me he was never a Hall of Famer. Shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's what I thought you said that Chipper Jones won the Hall of Fame.
No, Chipper Jones and Vlad Guerrero are for sure, and I think Hoffman is too. I'd go three in the Hall of Fame class.
I like the story that Chipper Jones told about when he first met Jim Thome. He was talking about how he met in the minor league. They was in a brawl, and Jim Thome grabbed him by his neck and told him, don't move. And his friend, he said he saw his mom in the stands, and mom's eyes got beat. He said, Jim Thome told him, he said, are you done? Chipper Jones said, I'm done now.
Yeah.
And he went first. A lot of people say was asking why did he go first yesterday, because he was scared to go last. The reason he went first because his wife was pregnant and she was due in a second.
How about that, man? Well, that's an exciting time for the guy,
They were joking. They said, well, she went into labor while he was doing his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, that no doubt about that. That turned out, no doubt. What a great weekend that is for the guy.
Yeah, and you know they say that he's naming his son Cooper, like Cooper sound like he named one of his son Shay.
I didn't know that.
For those who don't know, he named his son at the old Mets stadium, Shea Stadium.
How about that?
Because he used to beat up the Mets all the time.
Used to kill the Mets. The Mets didn't like him, and they made fun of him. But all in all, he got the
they
best of
it. They respected him, but think about it, they really like him, but they respected him, though. That's why
No doubt about it.
I want to get your take on this. Mickey, when you take all these players getting caught with their tweets, like Sean Lucas yesterday, and Trey Turner, like Sean Lucas had a great game yesterday, when he went not from a no-hitter then, it comes out like an hour later that he had offensive tweets from when he was in high school. And we saw the player from Villanova, when he won the national championship game, I think there's somebody out there who's doing this on purpose because they had a great game against. I think it's an opponent. Like they had a great game against their team. They want to bring that player down and they put out these tweets. I'm not saying that what they said. I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I don't like what they said in the tweets. I think they're wrong for saying what they said. But it doesn't seem like it's kind of fishy that these tweets come out after somebody have a good game against your team or something like that.
That's the price of fame. That is the whenever you run for office, whenever you get an award, whenever you're an actor, actress, whenever a movie or music scene person, whatever, whenever you become famous, then they go back and they dig you up your dirt, and everybody's got a past. Now, I don't know what Newcomb said. I just saw some headlines on. I didn't even read it, man. I hope it's not.
Yeah, but it seems like it's kind of ironic to me that, like, they do for Villanova. He had a great game in that Chelsea game, then soon later, a couple hours later, these tweets he made come out. It seems like somebody's looking at them like, hey, if he has a good game, man, I'm going to throw these tweets out that he threw out a long time ago. Like, Sean Lick was one out of way from no hitter. Then all of a sudden, these tweets come out. It seems like somebody's purposely throwing out these tweets after they do something good, something like that. I'm not saying like what they said in those tweets was right. I'm not for those things. I think it was offensive and they're wrong. But it seemed like somebody's out to get them, like just like after they do something good, somebody's throwing them out there.
Yeah, look, and Devin, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. Jack, you might agree or disagree with this. A lot of young people do a lot of stupid things. Old people do stupid things too. Hopefully, you mature out of it. I'm not sure exactly what he said. I read that he had some offensive tweets. Mm-hmm. I didn't read the tweets just because I won't be offended by anything, and that's because whatever he thinks his things, that's his right, whatever. But we all pay for our past. We've all done stupid stuff in the past. I'd hate for somebody to bring up a lot of stupid stuff I've done. If I do, then hopefully I've matured and changed through the years too. The question I always ask people, you know what, and I say this to a lot of my friends, do you really feel that way? If in your heart of hearts you're a racist or a sexist or a bigot or whatever, if you're a bad person, you're a bad person, I don't want to hang out with you. You can be a good person and say something stupid and something offensive, and that doesn't mean you mean it, or it means you were stupid for saying something. But is the guy a bad person? If he is, I don't want anything to do with him. If he's not a bad person, I give him a pass on some stuff. Disagree with any of that?
Listen, it's annoying that you have these great moments and great moments in sports, which has been recently, where you have guys come close to excellence or achieve excellence, and then some stuff gets dug up and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't excuse what they did by any stretch of the imagination, right, that it was, you know, years and years ago, whatever it is. They still said it. They still put it out there. You have to know that whatever you put out into cyberspace is going to be there forever. Yeah. So I hope you're comfortable with whatever you put out there, and people will find it eventually in the right situation or whatever it is.
Right.
It's the same old song and dance now. We look for problems in people. We look for flaws in people rather than celebrating with what they did.
Yeah. Good point. My friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I talked to Benji McCall yesterday, and he says he's doing great, and Amanda's doing great, and their daughter doing great. Both their daughters are doing fantastic. And anyway, it reminds me to tell you about the family atmosphere you're going to get over at Prime Lending. I saw all kinds of mortgage commercials over the weekend. And the bottom line is that I don't trust anybody that I don't know, and I don't trust any national companies. I got a call or .com companies. I don't know who I'm calling. I don't know any of the 800 numbers I'm calling all over the place. What I can tell you is that here locally at PrimeLendingSC.com, that the folks here are people want to sit down, meet with you, meet face-to-face with you. They just want to talk about structuring a loan, really just get started, see how they can simplify this process for you to make sure you and your family get the best for what you need. Maybe you're already in a better deal. Maybe Mark will tell you, hey man, to be honest with you, you need to stand right now. You need to hold. You don't need to make any moves. But maybe you can refinance. You know, maybe you might be thinking about building on or adding on. Maybe you can do that. Maybe you think about selling your house and buying a new house. Maybe you need to think of another direction. The folks at Prime Lending can help you out. Call Mark today, 230-9746. There's a reason that they are doing as well as they're doing. It's their people, it's their great rates, and it's their honesty and their simplicity through the whole thing. Start with them today, 230-9746, PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break. Phone lines, text, tweets, we'll continue it. We have ticked my wife off.
We have?
About recruiting.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what she said when you come back from after this.
Countdown is on. 33 days till Clemson football.
Lyon goes shotgun back behind him to the left. Kelly back to pass, going to throw towards the Clemson sideline, looking for Kane. Jump ball, and he catches it.
at the 40, and flags are down.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
What a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
I was going to put the pool in horizontal as the architect suggested. Richard suggested vertical from his experience because he thought it'd give me more landscaping options, and he was spot on.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Back to school, back to Target. This year, your kid's desktop won't stop. Markers, pens, take note. Erasers, keeping homework flawless. Glue, keeping it all together. You're the number one mom rocking number two pencils. Old math, new math, count on you to get it all for less. Target has back to school covered with Crayola markers and colored pencils plus Bic pens starting at 99 cents. Shop our best back to school prices all season long and save 5% every day when you use your red card. See target.com/redcard for details.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like me.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. At Carolina Flooring Specialist, I know a very good friend of mine who I play golf with has his date now. It's going to be the weekend after the A&M game, I think, or the week after the A&M game is, well, it might be week before the A&M game, is when he gets his huge garage floor. He's got a big garage. And my buddy Will Huss, who, by the way, says, don't poke the old bear. He's telling you that now. His garage looks great with it. We love it, man. We think that our garages are awesome. We take a lot of pride in our garages. I spent yesterday cutting grass and going around all the place yesterday afternoon, but in and out of my garage, and just very, very satisfied, very pleased, beyond satisfied. They exceeded what my garage floor could look like. It really is amazing. It's awesome. And, so many times we talk about automotive stains, you need to wipe that up.
Yep.
Told you, man, with Daisy, she's bleeding, so we just wipe the blood up.
Those automotive stains, you're in there cranking on the car every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I'm under getting the...
You little grease monkey you are.
I am.
Just cranking on some wrenches.
Yeah, changing the air in the tires and... Convert my catalytic converter in there.
Sure.
You know, doing all that stuff.
Change the air in the tires.
Yeah. it's great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today. 404-8158. 404-8158. My wife's upset with me and you, Zach. Or Mr. 24.
Not with me. I didn't say anything.
No, she's very upset. She said, I hate this argument. You recruit your state first.
Oh, Meredith. You couldn't be more wrong on this one.
I know. I told her. My wife's never wrong. Except right here. Except when it comes to sports sometimes. She says, if we ever have a baby, we're going to name him Larry. Larry Jones. What's Chipper Jones' whole name?
I don't know.
Larry Wayne Jones or something like name that. Is. And I said, we'll call him Chipper. She says, no. We're going the opposite. We won't call him Chipper. Mm-hmm. We'll call him by his name. It drives my wife crazy that people, their names are different than what your first name is. Like her,
you?
Her brother is her dad's name is Damon, and her brother's Damon Cooper, but they call him Cooper the middle name. You're like me, like Michael and Mickey, because it's not fair to a kid to say Michael. I go by Mickey. You know when you call and roll.
Mm-hmm.
She said you go by what your name is, but you're not Zachary.
I'm Zach.
Right.
That
drives
me
crazy.
Name.
Did they ever call you Zachary in school?
Of course. What she said. Oh, Meredith Drake gets in on the personal text line this morning. I wish we recruited producers from in-state. You gotta love that.
Touché. The hosts are in-state. Brad Sinkins in-state.
That's
I'm
true.
In-state.
That's true.
Quark's in-state.
That's true. Kelly's out of state.
Kelly's out of state. Ramona's from Florida. I don't know where Walt's from.
Parts unknown.
Ben's from South Carolina. I think he's from North Carolina too, though. Hey, man, in-state stuff. Here's my point about why this is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You're only talking on average about 18 to 20 a year, and I would say that Dabo Swinney would be the first to tell you that if all things being equal, and you could only take one player at a position, let's say running back. And it comes down to, do you take Wayne Gallman at running back or do you take another player from the state at running back? All things being equal, you take the in-state kid. But all things aren't equal, and you want to take the best player. And the other part of this is, if you go back and look at it, and this is sad to say, and I can name you 100 great players from the state of South Carolina. 100 great players. But if you think about the greatest players in Clemson football history.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a case that most of them majority of them are out of state. Let me do this. Let's look at the Ring of Honor first, all right? Can you give me Ring of Honor in Clemson? Like the guys that are currently in the Ring of Honor?
Sure.
I know Terry Kennard was from Sumter. So that's one. Let's keep a scoreboard here. In-state, out-of-state.
Clemson's all-time Ring of Honor members.
Yep.
Banks McFadden.
He's from South Carolina. He was from Floppy, South Carolina. No, he's from Great Falls area. Yep.
Frank Howard.
Frank Howard's from Alabama.
Steve Fuller.
Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Jeff Davis.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Rusty Atkins.
That's baseball. So this is football.
Just football? Then yeah. Fred Cone.
Fred Cone was from Pineapple, Alabama.
Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler's from where? Shoals, South Carolina.
Terry Kennard.
Marshall Sumter.
And then they have the 81 team as the...
Okay. 4-3. Here are the all-time...
Danny Ford is in as a football coach.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here, Alabama. So that's 4. 4-4. Here's the all-Americans at Clemson. These are the consensus All-Americans at Clemson. You want to do consensus or you want to do AP All-Americans?
Consensus, of course.
Consensus. Deshaun Watson was from Georgia. Shaq Lawson was from South Carolina. Vic Beasley was from Georgia twice. Vic Beasley. Dwayne Allen from North Carolina. Daquan Byers, South Carolina. C.J. Spiller from Florida. Gaines Adams from South Carolina. Ty Hill, South Carolina. Keith Adams, Georgia. Anthony Simmons, South Carolina. Stacey Seager, South Carolina. Kirkland, South Carolina. Jeb Flesch, Georgia. Stacey Long, Georgia. Donnell Wolford was from North Carolina. Treadwell was from Florida. Flagler, Florida. William Perry, South Carolina. Terry Kennard, South Carolina. Kennard, South Carolina. Jeff Davis, North Carolina. Stuckey was from South Carolina. Cunningham, South Carolina. Olszewski was from up north. So, of the consensus All-Americans, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 from out of state. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 from in-state. So now, Mr. Orr 24, what superlative do you want to go next? You want to do ACC Player of the Years or something, or Outland Trophy winners, or Remington Trophy winners? Draft picks? You want to do draft picks?
Yeah, let's do draft picks.
Okay. Right now, it's a little more out of state than in-state, right?
Sure.
All right. Deshaun Watson was from Georgia. Mike Williams, South Carolina. Shaq Lawson, South Carolina. Stephon Anthony, North Carolina. Vic Beasley, Georgia. Sammy Watkins, Florida. DeAndre Hopkins, South Carolina. C.J. Spiller, Florida. Gaines Adams, South Carolina. Ty Hill, South Carolina. Rod Gardner, Florida. Antoine Edwards, Mississippi. Anthony Simmons, South Carolina. Trevor Price was from Florida. Wayne Simmons, South Carolina. McLaughlin, North Carolina. Wolford, North Carolina. Flagler, Florida. William Perry, South Carolina. Terry Kennard, South Carolina. Perry Tuttle was from North Carolina. Jeff Bryant was not from South Carolina. I think he was Georgia, maybe. Stuckey, South Carolina. Fuller, South Carolina. Butler, South Carolina. Cunningham, South Carolina. Lou Corleone was not. Bobby Gage is not. McFadden was. And the all-time NFL, these are first-round draft picks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 from out of state. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 in state.
So the lesson here is you can recruit out of your state as well.
The lesson here is that, you know, number one, if they gave you more points for in-state and out-of-state, I take in-state. I'm going with the best player. The other lesson here is as Clemson brand gets bigger, you're able to go out. Is Clemson recruiting better now than it did 20 years ago?
Yes.
Because their brand is better. The world's smaller and their brand's better?
Yes.
Let's do this. Let me give you the best player ever by position here.
Okay.
Started quarterback, best player ever.
At Clemson?
Yep.
Sean Watson.
Out of state. Best running back ever.
C.J. Spiller.
Out of state. Best wide receiver ever.
Best wide receiver ever? I mean, statistically, doesn't Artavis Scott have a claim to this?
Most receptions ever, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go Sammy, our nuke.
Let's give him one each.
1-1, right?
Yeah, best tight end ever.
Dwayne Allen.
Benny Cunningham. South Carolina.
Dwayne Allen?
Not better than Benny Cunningham.
Where is he from?
Benny's from Seneca.
Where's Dwayne Allen from?
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I think Benny's the best tight end ever.
Did Benny win a Mackey?
They didn't have a Mackey then.
Okay.
But he's a two-time All-American and played in the NFL and Super Bowl teams also. Best offensive line is tough. There are... I would say there are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are five guys who are two-time All-Americans here. Bostic, Phillips, Long, Seegers, and Young. That's half and half. Hard to say offensive lineman. Best defensive lineman ever?
I mean, most notable is probably the Fridge, isn't it?
Yeah. Michael Dean was better than William, though. Those guys are from South Carolina. You can make, look, Gaines Adams and Shaq Lawson, South Carolina. Daquan Bowers, South Carolina. Vic Beasley, Georgia. Christian Wilkins, I think, is going to be up there. Dexter Lawrence is going to be up there.
Sure.
Look at Clemson's defensive line right now. All out of state. When you start talking recent players, the best players lately, more out of state. Sure. South Carolina's not recruiting, producing five stars. Best linebacker ever is Jeff Davis. North Carolina. Best defensive back ever. I still think Terry Kennard, who's from Sumter.
Yeah, Brian Dawkins.
Dawkins is up there. Mine's from Florida. Brian Dawkins was from Jacksonville.
Says hello.
Yeah, Hall of Fame guy there. No doubt about that.
That old guy?
Yeah. I think the recent trend, though, has been more out of state because, A, the state's not producing as much as they did, and, B, Clemson's brand is better and are able to go out of state and get great players. One of the great things about Clemson is that it is 2 hours from Charlotte and 2 hours from Atlanta.
That's true.
And even though it is not a big place, it is close to some big places.
Sure.
And so that's one of the great, from a recruiting standpoint, that's one of the great things there, no doubt about that. Can you tell the folks quickly about our great friends over at Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com?
Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com. Locations in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston. They can take care of any and all of your needs. If you can't get to a location in Greenville, Columbia, or Charleston, you can go online at UrbanNirvana.com, buy a gift card, send it to that significant other's email inbox. They can take it, print it out, and have a massage later this afternoon if they so desired, or a facial, all kinds of spa treatments. You can even get a haircut at certain locations down there in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston. Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com. Try it out today, and you will not regret it.
You love Urban Nirvana.
Of course I do.
I do, too. I've never been there. I love it. You've been there, and you love it.
Can't get enough of it.
Right. Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com. We'll take a break. Come back. Hour number three when you return.